Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Can't pronounce it. Individuals. Mm-hmm. Why do they do that?
People that were here before us.
What? Right things?
No, they name things unpronounceable words.
To you.
Like that Darth Vader fish or a crustacean that they found off an island in Vietnam that apparently the locals have been eating for years, but researchers say, we didn't even know it existed. And they named it the Darth Vader crustacean.
Yeah, you have trouble pronouncing Darth Vader?
No, I don't.
Oh.
But the scientific name for the Darth Vader crustacean is unpronounceable.
Probably Greek or Latin or some combination thereof.
Did you guys notice, I hate to go squirrel, but it's happening. Did you guys notice over the weekend, while you were watching all of the glorious football that we all watched, the amount of prescription drug advertisements?
Oh, don't get me started.
Whose names, A, you cannot pronounce, but B, sound so ridiculous. I looked over at one point and I go, is that a job description? Is there someone out there where it is your job to name the latest prescription medication?
Ism, Kism, Abrizza?
Yes, it can be for anything. Some of them were for blood pressure. They were all over the board. And specifically during football, I kept saying, who's naming these drugs? Mm-hmm. Have we run out of vowel and consonant?
So, like, Ozempic is not its real name.
No, but I like Ozempic. Everyone knows how to say it. We're now comfortable with that.
Also, like, the ism, kism, schism as Abrizza or whatever the heck it is.
Yes.
That's actually called Skyrizi. We
yes, advertise. Was one of them. That was one of them. Skyrizi.
Ism, kism, Abrizza.
Do not take Skyrizi if you are allergic to Skyrizi.
Yeah, why is that the first disclaimer on every single medical?
Some of the prescription drugs are, they purport to help you with what seems like pretty mild stuff. Like itchiness, okay? And then it goes on to say, you know where I'm going with this. This will help you with itchiness. Don't take it if you're allergic to it. However, side effects include. And then the side effects are like huge, scary, deadly things. I'd rather just be itchy.
Well, when the side effects are 45 seconds of the 60-second commercial.
Don't take it.
I don't think I'm going to take that medication.
Ask your doctor.
Sky, whatever you just said was one of them, but man, I'm telling you, there were...
Oh, those ads are
three or four over the weekend. And I'm like, do people really go into their doctor and say, and I know the SNL skit is very funny, do they really go in and say, look, I was watching football the other day, I've got this itch on my arm. Despite all of the warnings that I might have a stroke or a seizure or a heart attack and die, I would like you to prescribe this.
I know somebody in the industry, and yes, they most certainly do that.
They go into their doctor and say, hey, I want... X?
Yes.
They advertise because it works.
And those advertisements are specifically designed to generate that response.
Huh. Sam, can I have my audio for a minute?
You've got it.
You know, when I hit 50, my body went through a big change, and not for the better. Severe erectile dysfunction shattered my confidence, sent me into a depression, and almost ruined my marriage. And believe me, I tried everything. But then a friend told me about Zentrax. So I tried it, and it worked.
Zentrax is the strongest male enhancement drug on the market. It increases blood flow, boosts testosterone, and ends erectile dysfunction instantly.
So I asked my doctor about Zentrax, and he said, Zentrax? What the hell is Zentrax? And I said, Zentrax. It's the strongest male enhancement drug in the world, and it works. And he said he'd never heard of it. So I pulled up the Zentrax website and showed it to him. He started laughing. He said, are you insane, man? You can't put that junk in your body. It'll kill you. Your heart will stop. Rhino horn, ammonia hydroxide, that's what's in meth, right?
Zentrex is made strong enough to work on the most extreme cases of erectile dysfunction. And fast.
My doctor asked me, where'd you even hear about that? And I told him, a friend. And he said, well, what's his name? And I said, well, I don't really know him, actually. And he says, but you just said he's your friend. So I told my doctor, look, let's just forget about him and just write me a script for Zentrex and I'll be on my way. My doctor said, are you deaf, man? No. I could lose my license. You could die. I said, yeah, I think I still want it, though, so give it to me. Write the prescription. I wasn't leaving. So he says, I think that website just froze my computer. So I grabbed him a little. And he goes, you're hurting me, sir. Zentrex works.
Side effects for Zentrex include fits of rage, acne, bleeding, baldness, blindness, hallucinations, coma, trouble swallowing, decrease in semen, increase in semen, nasal sores, constipation, vomiting, night terrors, amnesia, and suicidal urges.
And those are just the side effects they tell you about. I get the sweats, my bones are cold, my teeth are loose, my heart gets really, really hot. I could read minds. And sometimes I wake up driving a stolen car. But my erections are fantastic. When I wear gray sweatpants, people cross the street.
And that's okay.
Which is
and that's
fine.
Okay.
Zentrex gave me my life back.
Hail Satan.
They have compiled a list of some of the worst drug names. One is a gastrointestinal remedy.
Called?
That is probably supposed to sound like acid and effects. But the name of the drug is Acifex.
Which it gives you. It does give you that.
I'm just going to read the list of some of the worst prescription drug names.
Like truthful marketing.
Hello, doctor. I have an issue. Can I get some Acifex?
Sounds like you've already got it.
One is actually looks like it's pronounced filth. I think it means filleth, but it looks like filth. Vagifem, which is better than Vagifem.
We got
man.
It. We got it.
Carfilzum bomb.
What?
Might be related.
Carfils with bombs.
For psoriasis, there's Daltz. There's Kevzara for rheumatoid arthritis.
No, I've heard of that one.
I'm sorry, but if you ask your doctor for a Carfils with bomb, do you get automatically put on a list?
You don't fly anymore.
There's Q-turn with no U. It says, this is another diabetes drug. Are they running out of vowels? And then Jalusa.
Do you ever notice every drug that has a Q in it never has a U after it?
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't
know. Anti-grammar, apparently.
Is it in the R&D? Is it in the research and development phase where they're okay, we have this thing and we're going to put it in a pill and it's going to do this thing. That they would they go to an ad agency? Who
I would bet they do.
Comes up with the names.
I don't think Ism, Kism, Abariza came from an ad agency.
What about Acifex?
Spell it, Sam.
Ism, Kism, Abariza?
Ism.
It's common spelling.
Ism, Kism.
Abariza. And that's R-Z-Z-A at the end, by the way.
Oh, R-Z-Z-A.
I believe so,
all right,
yes.
I stand corrected. There are some drugs that start with a Q that have a U that follows.
Oh.
But then there's Q-Var. Q-V-A-R. There's Kissimmea, Q-S-Y-M-I-A. Knassel, Q-N-A-S-L.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not common spelling. Sorry, Dana. R-I-S-A-N-K-I-Z-U-M-A-B-R-Z-A-A.
Nothing we're talking about has a common spelling.
Risen, Kism, Abriza.
Nothing.
By the way, the reason Q is put in the name of drugs, it is Latin abbreviation for the term every day.
From the text line, y'all need to chill out. Why is my furniture levitating?
It's been, by the way, it's been 28 years since someone ruled, I'm guessing it's the FDA, that they have to have the disclaimer at lightning speed at the end of the television commercials.
It is interesting how that changed because it used to be they would just advertise the drugs. Then they had to add in the side effects, and they kept going, and they put them in.
And or death.
Yeah.
But I always love the one, and I'm not new to this. This is not an original thought, and I think, Sam, you mentioned it earlier. Why do they have to put, don't take, you know, Ozempic if you're allergic to Ozempic? How am I going to know that I'm allergic to Ozempic until I take it?
Yeah.
It's a quandary, which starts with Q.
It is a quandary.
Wow.
913-586-7798, 913-586-7798. here on Dana and Parks.
Hail Satan.
So threaten your doctor or ask your ketamine guy about South African Zentrex today.
It works.